Okay, we're all back, so we're going to... We're good? Yep. Okay, welcome back, and my apologies to those people who are listening along at home. We just needed a quick break to just regroup. A comfort stop, as we call it. So welcome back. We are now, open session of council now adjourns at 7:40 p.m. and the planning authority of council commences at 7:40 p.m. So we're going backwards now because we're back on page 4. We're on officers' reports to planning authority, PSA number 3 of 2022, amendment to the Kingborough Interim Planning Scheme 2015 to update the incorporated documents with the recommendation on page 6. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in Councillor Gladright and a seconder in Councillor Midgley. Councillor Gladright.
Thank you. The purpose of this report is not to consider the planning scheme amendment, as we have already done that as the planning authority, but just to undertake some modifications to the amendment as directed by the Tasmanian Planning Commission. A number of clerical issues were identified and these can be resolved through minor modifications. The proposed changes as directed by the TPC are considered reasonable and will not alter the intent or significantly change the amendment. The recommendation is that we note the directions of the TPC and provide the modifications to the planning scheme amendment in attachment 2 to the TPC for finalisation. I will be supporting this recommendation so that the TPC can continue its assessment on whether or not to update the planning scheme with the newer version of the biodiversity offset policy.
Thank you. Councillor Antoli.
Thank you. Can I make a contribution? To clarify for people who have been watching and also for my peers, yes, I've made a passionate charge on my opinion about the policy itself, but I voted for the changes earlier because, and I will vote for this one as well, because the TPC have requested these changes to add fairness and clarity to the policy. I would never want to vote against fairness and clarity. I trust the TPC. I believe their advice is superior, and I will be supporting this, even though I don't like the policy in and of itself. That can only be dealt with on a notice of motion, and I have no intention of being some sort of obstinate, pig-headed blocker because I don't like some underlying policy when it's actually we're voting on making the policy more clear, more transparent, and actually more grammatically correct, and I'll always be on the side of a correct grammar.
Thank you, Councillor Antoli. Before we keep going, I should have drawn your attention to this at the beginning, and I apologise, but on your tables you would have found a piece of paper with two clauses with some yellow highlights. That is actually just, we found an error in the original recommendation that has been corrected, or this is the correction of it. So the recommendation, as up on the screen, includes this. So it's just changed some words there, if I can find my original copy. So clause, just for clarification, clause E1071 part 1 originally said include and slash or, but that has come out, so it just now reads include and the include and or has moved to the bottom line there, which used to say include or, and likewise in the following one as well. So my apologies, that was detected after the agenda papers had been distributed and as late as today, so we're just correcting that so that we don't have any further misunderstanding. Are there further speakers? Councillor Cordova.
Thank you. The one of the submissions said that 1.1 of the policy itself is confusing to me. Would it be best to end the sentence at exhausted? So the example is, why do we need to add... Oh, quote, and the impacts will not substantially detract from the conservation status of biodiversity values. Does this policy, does does this policy only relate to impacts that will substantially detract from conservation status of biodiversity values? So, for example, if a development only moderately detracts from the conservation status of biodiversity values, does that mean that the policy won't apply? Let me find the exact thing. So it's 1.1. I'll get a page number for us.
This is the policy, though, that you're now referring to rather than amendment for the direction to the TPC. So we.
I'm happy to be ruled.
I think that door's closed.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not to worry. I just thought I would.
Something tells me we'll be having a discussion about the policy at a later date.
Okay.
Well, that might be the opportunity to do that.
Sure thing. Well, yep. So I did have another couple of questions about. On the back of the submissions, just being interested to hear what our experts thought of those, but I will leave them for another day. Let me summarise then my contribution by saying that this is an important part of the process, it's an important step forward, and I did respond enthusiastically to the idea that we're just trying to add a bit of clarity and to the process and fix up the grammatical, I guess the editorial modifications as they were put there. And, fundamentally, what a good point was made by the Mayor earlier, that here in Kingborough we are blessed by having such incredible natural values, and it's worth remembering that some of those species, like the swift parrot, there's only a couple of hundred of them left. They're more endangered than the giant panda or the white rhino. And the 40 spotted pardalote, the same ways.
You had to get the white rhino in there, didn't you? We haven't had that for a while.
I thought I'd make the most of the opportunity to remind us, and here on my jacket is a swift parrot as well, just to remind us that Kingbury is amazing. It is amazing, and we're very lucky, and I guess part of that responsibility, the burden of responsibility, is that we need to do our best to take care of things. And whilst some of us will fall on the side of saying that we're doing too much, I fall on the side of saying that we're doing too little. I think that there's a lot more that could be done and can be done and should be done and must be done if we are to have no new extinctions. And this is an important policy, and we're at an important stage of that policy. So I really want us to reflect on why it is that biodiversity offsets are important and how that they could actually be the linchpin, they could be a critical feature of keeping some species from extinction. It was recently International Threatened Species Day, and one of the reasons why it falls on that day is because that's the day that the last thylacine died. And, you know, you see all these comments on Mercury articles and things of saying, you know, it's such a tragedy, how could people have been so short-sighted to have let this happen? And, of course, right now, here in Kingborough, we do have the swift parrot and the 40-spotted pardalote, and they're right on the edge. And we, in this privileged position around this table and in the community, in a privileged community, there's so much that we can do, and the onus is on us to do everything that we can so future generations don't have to shake their head, as we do, at the loss of the thylacine to the other critically endangered species that Kingborough has. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Cordova. Are there any other further speakers? Councillor Gladewright, did you want to sum up? No? Okay, I'm going to put the motion. It's as printed on the screen. It was moved by Councillor Gladewright, seconded by Councillor Midgley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried unanimously. The planning session, planning authority now adjourns, and open session of council reconvenes at 7:49 p.m. We are at page 41, if you can move forward to that. Kingborough Community Grants. Councillor Cordova, we will note, is leaving the room as he's declared a conflict of interest. So Councillor Cordova has left the room at 7:49 p.m. I've got a recommendation on page 42. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Midgley.
Can I move to discuss?
Do you have a seconder to discuss? Yeah, so we've got a procedural motion. Councillor Midgley moved the matter be discussed, seconded by Councillor Gladewright. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. Councillor Midgley.
Thank you, and thank you, colleagues, for your support. As we all know, the community grants programs are such a great opportunity for many of our local diverse community groups, from our sporting to schools to other groups, to apply for the community grants program. And as everybody will see on the list, we have a list of those that have been supported and those who were ineligible. And I guess for me it is quite a big list of ineligibility this time, and I did spend some time on Friday having a look at some of the grant applications. I thought, you know, then let's all go around and why this and why that. It'd just be great to hear, from staff in regards to those that were not eligible for this grant round, noting as well that we have in the criteria that some of the groups that have applied are doing like an event that's for sort of the second year, so I understand that's covered in the policy. And I guess, is there any kind of movement in regards to how we might look at that in the future? So if that's okay, through you, Mayor, if we could get some clarification.
Yes, me can help us with that.
Through you, Mayor. So there are some applications that are ineligible, and there are some that, under the primary assessment criteria, which is around community benefit, the selection panel deemed to have a very low level of community benefit, so they weren't recommended, but not necessarily ineligible under the guidelines. So the ones that have been assessed as being ineligible are those that relate to events, and the application is for an event that has previously been funded under the program, and the criteria quite clearly states that a project will only be funded once. And our long-standing policy position in relation to events is that we will provide support funding for a new event or for a new element of an event, but the philosophy has been that events should be financially self-sustainable and not relying on an annual council grant in order for them to be viable. I guess with the benefit of having Mrs. Salisbury on the panel, who brings a fresh set of eyes to the criteria and certainly a wealth of experience in community development, it was questioned as to whether there should be some greater flexibility in relation to our support for events. There are situations where perhaps ongoing support may be warranted. There are situations where the level of support maybe should be provided over a number of years before it cuts out in order for the event to become sustainable. And there's some events where they simply may not be viable without council's financial support, but may be completely within the community interest to have that event. So I guess with that thought in mind, the feeling with the panel was that this particular aspect of our policy should be reviewed. And certainly Mrs. Salisbury, with experience from Hobart, had some examples around what Hobart have done regarding ongoing support for events. So that's why it's been flagged in the report that we wanted to explore that a bit further, some greater flexibility around, you know, how council can support wonderful community events within Kingborough with a little bit more flexibility than is currently provided in our community grant policy.
Councillor Midgley.
Thank you. And just a few follow-up questions. So in regards to, and I did attend a couple of these events last year, noting the Blackmans Bay Community Garden, or the garden sort of tour, like it was so excellent. What an amazing group that put that together, the Edible Garden Trail. I don't know if anybody else went along to it, but, you know, the they made T-shirts and designs, and it was just so incredible, such a showcasing of people who are growing local native plants and vegetables and all that kind of thing. And I guess, have they got like a sort of a date? I'm just kind of worried about that they might want that to run, I don't know, whatever time frame, and if we put a new kind of motion or a report to council, I guess, looking at this sort of event kind of grant to include them in it, I guess, what does that kind of look like for the future? Or how soon can we relook at that to enable sort of some of these groups to actually do this event? Through you, Mayor.
Through you, Mayor. I guess part of the difficulty in answering that question is...
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We have a new director of our community services department starting in a couple of weeks, so I wouldn't like to impose timeframes that may not be achievable for her. I mean, I would note that we do have rapid response grants, and whilst they are subject to the same criteria, there is the potential for a little bit more flexibility in how they are assessed, which may be an option. But I guess, given our circumstances, I couldn't see this policy and this support in relation to events coming to council this calendar year.
Thank you. So I'm just going to ask a few more, dig a bit more deeper in that one. So have we gone to any of these groups to let them know that they're not eligible for this grant round, find out when their like event is on, and whether this kind of grant decides whether they go ahead with their festival or not, noting as well the Thai festival, wasn't it, that was also really fantastic. Yeah, I'm just wondering, have we done anything about that? And I guess if so, then is it possible to bring something back to council sooner, or how, even if like I need more than $1,000, for example? Just be sad to see these awesome community events kind of missing out because we didn't fit the criteria this time, where it's very dependent on them deciding whether they do it or not.
It's just me.
Through you, Mayor, a couple of points I'd make, and that is that we have had numerous event organisers contact us, not only this year but over the years, and have been told your application does not meet our criteria, we only provide one-off funding. So I guess I need to make that point in relation to these are the only ones that have proceeded to put in an application, but to be fair to the others, they were told no, your event doesn't meet the criteria, and they haven't applied. So in relation to these ones that have, obviously I haven't been the one that's been in communication with them, but I would suggest that that message has been provided to them and they've decided to put the application in anyway. But I'm not sure that the question's been asked in relation to, well, if council provide no funding, will your event be able to proceed? You know, I guess that's feedback that those organisations would provide us with when they receive the outcome of their grant application.
I take your point, Councillor Midgley. I guess the challenge that we've got here is we've got a specific pool of funding, and we make it very clear that we only support events as a one-off and not ongoing, because otherwise we wouldn't be generating any new events. Yep. And we'd be just funding the same ones. And I totally agree about your comments about the quality of some of those events that you highlighted. The Thai Festival was an absolutely overwhelming success. They had about 3,000 people through and sold out of food, and it was just, I literally had people stopping me in the street saying what a great event it was. The Edible Garden Trail, remarkable what they managed to achieve and the professionalism of it. But I guess we don't have the finite resources, so we can't continue to fund them on an ongoing basis, albeit we will try and look at something, but we do have those difficulties with sort of staff changes, etc., and where we are in the year. But certainly I think that we should take on board, and perhaps that's something that Ms. Salisbury could do following tonight, is contact those organisations fairly quickly and have a discussion about the fact that they sit outside of the parameters for funding, refunding the events.
Yep. And that they could look at a quick response grant as a imminent solution if they need a bit of money to go forward.
Yep.
And also, I guess, when we're looking at the grant criteria in regards to events as well, you know, the Edible Garden Trail, for example, like they're probably looking at, it's the same event, but they're changing it up, kind of thing. So that's an interesting thing to kind of think about as well from what they've learnt last time. So, yes, so that's, anyway, that's just things to take into account. And I guess another reason why I wanted to discuss as well was in regards to the Blackmans Bay Community Association. The Blackmans Bay Primary School Association and the assistance to undertake the mural at Blackmans Bay. I'm wondering, what was the panel's decision in regards to not offering funding for this one, please?
It's just me.
Through you, Mayor. So the basis on which that one's not been recommended, it does meet the criteria.
Yes, that's what I saw.
But it's around a assessment of a very low level of community benefit. So the mural's within the school grounds. It doesn't have any public visibility from the road or the footpath. You actually need to go into the school grounds to be able to view it. So the view of the panel was that because of that, it's very much benefiting the primary school. It was argued in the application that the community do walk through the school grounds, and I'm sure some members of the community do, but largely the reason that was not been recommended is to do with that community benefit. It's really only benefiting the school and a handful of the community that may walk through the school grounds.
Thank you. I thought that was one of the reasons, being involved in lots of different mural projects and funding myself. I guess, though, I'd argue around the fact that it is, like, next where the placement of the mural is close to, I'm quite sure, council land, so people will walk through it. If you look at the lifetime of the mural, like, it's probably going to be there for, 20 years or more. And if we think of the number of students that kind of will pass through the school during that time, like, that's quite a lot. Parents, grandparents, carers and the like. So it is kind of, schools are such a community in themselves. And also with the fact that, alongside, I did a bit of research for this as well, and alongside the mural, and they're looking at the black cockatoos, which are beautiful local species that feed off the Banksia marginata trees. Alongside that, they're really highlighting with the students the ecology and the connection to nature as well, and I think they're looking at, bringing council staff in to educate the children around that species. And again, that just gives that kind of connection to nature as well that the mural bring. Also, the artist is like an established, well-known artist, and has really great credentials, and it's an aspiration for the arts as well, for children to be inspired, that they can make a career out of the arts. So when I looked at the criteria, I sort of thought, I feel like it does meet, and I would actually like to move that we make an amendment. I don't know the process how I'm going to do that, but,
Well, we're in discussion.
We're in discussion, but, I'm proposing
foreshadowing
that I would like to, put some funding towards this. But I'm happy to hear discussion from other councillors and their thoughts and, their
sure.
contribution to any questions they have.
Okay. I just wanted to raise two questions. I think it would be useful in future. Something that seems to be lacking just in the paperwork that we've got for this tonight is that with the recommendations where it says nil, there's no reason given. And whilst we understand the ones that are ineligible because they're events-based, I found it a bit difficult to understand why some of these had been rejected. So specifically I was interested in the two school camps, like there's number three was the Edmund Rice camps, and what they were actually proposing is that the funding go towards a camp that students from Kingston High School be engaged with, and my reading of their application is that it involves members of the community from Kingra, so students. It's been held in Kingra at the Scout at the Lee, and all the activities that they're undertaking are based in Kingborough. So it seemed to meet the criteria. So I was interested why this one was a no, given that I imagine the sorts of young people that they probably would target with this program would be ones who are perhaps a bit more disengaged with their learning, knowing that we've got some issues with particular sections of young people in Kingborough at the moment, I would have thought this would be the sort of thing that we would be embracing as another sort of program that we could support. So I'd be interested in some comment around that, please, Mr. Smee.
Thank you, Mayor. So the reason that one's not recommended, and once again, it is eligible, but again, it's a low level of community benefit. And this was a almost identical application that was made previously, but previously it was the St. Aloysius School that was going to be supported, the kids from that school, and that was not recommended or supported by council. So from a consistency perspective, we didn't support the previous grant, and the only difference this time round is it involves Kingston High School students rather than St. Aloysius students. In effect, the grant is going towards 20 students from Kingston High School to play laser tag, and these are not disadvantaged kids, they are the leaders, so you know, arguably they are the more advantaged kids, and in effect council's grant is going towards paying their fees to play laser tag. It's not a reflection on the camp or the quality of the organisation. The organisation is a terrific organisation, and no doubt the camps provide an excellent outcome, but it was around the community benefit and the fact that only 20 students were going to be deriving a benefit, and they were 20 of the more advantaged students within the community, for the reason that that particular one is not being recommended by the assessment panel.
Thank you. And what about the number 5? Yep. The homeschool camp, which was a science and technology camp.
Yes, Mia. So, in effect, this was a school camp for which the ask of council was to essentially subsidise the cost of going to that camp. So, again, it was deemed to be a low level of community benefit, small numbers of our community actually benefiting from this. In most situations that I'm aware of, school camps are a user pays experience, not funded by council. So that was the reason that one is not being recommended to you.
Thank you. Further questions, Councillor Richardson?
Yeah, thank you. I just want to get some information on this process. So the grants are submitted by the community, and then they go through an internal assessment panel, and then what we have in front of us are recommendations from that, and so we can chop and change and either accept or reject those recommendations.
We will have a discussion, and it's the opportunity to understand a little bit more about the reasons behind some of them, and I think there are improvements we can make to this process, as I said, for future years, as to having a clearer understanding in the paperwork that comes before us that we read before the meeting as to what the reasons for no were. So, yes, it's the internal committee, and then it comes to all of us here.
Great, thanks.
Councillor Dean.
Thank you for the responses, because like the Mayor's pointed out, that is a bit missing, not understanding why and having to try and guess. Just a couple of comments, a quick question first of all, actually. I'm guessing 6 and 7, where we've given a partial grant, is because they've requested that's the entire cost of, say, replacing or buying a smart TV and laptop, and that's the entire cost of replacing the net. Is that why that's only partial?
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor. So in relation to the U3A application, the grant application is for 3 smart TVs, and we couldn't see justification within the information they provided as to why 3 was needed. So we thought it was certainly a valid application, but for a reduced amount. We just couldn't see the justification for buying 3 smart TVs to support what they need to do. And the Kingston Tennis Club, $1,500 will purchase the nets that they are seeking. The reason for the reduced recommendation related to the calculation of the matching funding around that $1,500. There seemed to be a very high figure was given to volunteer labour on that one, which in effect was what the club would be providing. So we indicated that council should fund the nets and that there should be some contribution from the club in terms of purchasing the poles, plus some volunteer contribution that perhaps wasn't as great as what they were suggesting in their application.
Councillor Dean.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I suppose, would the tennis club still be eligible? I don't know the details of the policy back to front, but would they still be potentially eligible if it were not to pan out to be quite adequate that they could access a quick grant in addition as a stopgap, or this is definitely we're only giving them $1,500?
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, no. If they received funding for this project through this grant round, they would not be eligible to get a top-up through the quick response. For this specific element, I mean, they could come back for, I guess, another element, but bear in mind this has been geared towards supporting their particular event as opposed to just a purchase of nets because they need them.
And just my last question, Mayor, is around the Gymnastics Association purchasing a replacement trampoline. I vaguely recall seeing that name a few times, and so I just wonder in the bigger picture, does, and I'm not saying that they've been approved in the past, but I know that Gymnastics have approved, have requested grants in the past. Do we look a bit longer term too in terms of how much we provided 5 years ago?
Yeah, so I've actually got it in front of me. So there was an email that went round, as I understand, from council staff to all councillors to indicate that the all of the applications and a summary of previous grants was available in that blue folder and that had been placed in the councillor's room, so anybody was free to go and have a look. And that indicated all the previous grants. The Kimbra Gymnastics Association last received a grant in 2017-18. They received $3,000 for an air track. I don't even know what an air track is, but it sounds bouncy.
Great. I just didn't see that email, but I'm glad that that's available. And my last comment would be, I agree. I'd very much like to see public schools funded a bit better and provide the opportunity to play laser tag, sure, but I hear the reasoning behind that. But I probably would support Councillor Midgley in terms of the mural, given that a long-term project, long-term benefit for it's a big school with hundreds and hundreds of kids coming through year and out, year after year. So I think there's more justification for me to provide that. And I know that school associations wouldn't be asking if they didn't really need the money. They do a lot of work and work for every single penny they get, so I'm happy to support that one.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Councillor Bang.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick question on the number 9, the Kimberley Lions Club, and the reason that's been referred to the quick response grants?
Because it relates to an event.
Okay.
So it's more appropriate for a one-off event. I think that's the... Mr. Smee? No, maybe not.
Through you, Mayor. Yeah, the application is, I guess, very embryonic. It was put together at the last minute and it's simply just not at a stage where there's enough rigour around the budget, the proposal that we could recommend that council put funding towards it. But we understand that there's more work to be done on it. We think it's a good idea, but fundamentally there's just not the rigour within the application to be able to support it. But a quick response grant, when they've had a little bit more time to develop the concept, would be appropriate.
Thanks. And the only other thing I'll add is I'd definitely also be in support of the Blackness Bay Primary School Association. I think that the numbers warrant it. As the other councillors have said, you've got a longevity, it's going to be there for a long time. So I think it would be a worthwhile project to support.
Yep. Just one final thing. There was an error actually on the table in the recommendation on item 11. It says Woodbridge Hall Management Committee, assistance to purchase carpet for the Woodbridge Hall supper room. It's actually the reading room, not the supper room, because we previously provided them with a grant a few years ago for rugs for the supper room. So that's what made me go and have a look as to why I thought if we bought them rugs, why are we now contributing to carpet? Two different rooms. So it's not the rugs going on top of the carpet. Right, just to be clear. So that will be changed in the attachment. Is there any further discussion? Councillor Midgley.
Thanks, Mayor. Just a thought as well, if you're, you know, we're stating in regards to why they didn't meet the grant criteria and whatever, maybe a little another column stating when they last applied for a grant, perhaps, if there's some history there, just so we have that full context. And
I agree. I think all the information, because it was in that, but that wasn't transferred into this, and then we just add the additional information. Any further discussion? If we move out of discussion, the easiest way to advance the suggestion for Blackmans Bay is that you move...
I have just one more little question
for
discussion, sorry. So I guess in regards to the actual amount, say, if I was to put an amendment forward to Blackmans Bay, they've asked for three, noting that we have... You know, what is it left? Sorry, the amount there that we have left over then. Do we have another grant round? I guess I'm just kind of wondering how much money do we have left and do we have another grant round next year and do we need to be mindful if we say make it three or two or whatever? I'm just wondering. And also quick response grants, what's available there, and in case these events kind of we have some movement on that where we can offer them some funding. I'm just wanting to get that overall picture of what's left.
Mr. Smith.
So through you, Min, we only have one grant round per year now. There's an allocation of $30,000, so the balance of what's left will go to quick response. So if you're going to boost that, if you're going to fund the Blackmans Bay one, it will just simply reduce the quick response grants by the amount that you want to fund them to. But there's certainly capacity to include the Blackmans Bay Primary School application without compromising our quick response grants.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So I would suggest that the quickest way to advance this is for you to move, when we move out of discussion, is for you to ask to move the motion, but you want to move an amended motion with the inclusion of what you're suggesting to Blackmans Bay Primary School. So... we're going to come out of discussion, so I'm looking for a mover and a seconder. Do I have a mover in Councillor Midgley?
Yes, please. I'd like to move with an amendment to the motion.
And what would your amendment be?
I have sent that to Amanda Morton. If she could please just... Oh, sorry, I sent it on an email just like 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
Could you just tell it? It's just...
Oh, okay.
Tell us what...
No worries. Sorry, I need to just find it. So basically it is... that council approve the allocation of $3,000. So it would be whatever would have got there. So under that, I was thinking that we might need to put another line underneath, or what do we think? No? Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Well,
I was thinking we might need to do another line. So sorry, I might need just
hang on,
help
can just,
with
sorry,
that.
Mr. Smee's got a... Okay. And I can see what he's going to do, I think. Yep.
Mayor, could I suggest that the motion read that Council approved the allocation of $12,196.50, comma, at the end after attachment 2, plus an amount of $3,000 for the Blackmans Bay Primary School towards their mural project?
Correct. Yes.
Would that be what you would like
yes,
to move?
Yes, thank you.
And do I have a seconder? And we've got a seconder in... Councillor Glaidwright. Close call there with Councillor Bain. Oh, look, quite often I don't see Councillor Glaidwright, so she, because I'm looking to all of you, so sorry. Yeah, I know. You can't have a DNR. Okay, so move Councillor Glade right. With apologies, Councillor Bain. It was a close call. So we're on the substantive motion. Councillor Midgley.
Thank you. Thanks to all the people who have put grant applications forward. And the reason why I'm advocating for this one, I said really in the discussion, so I'm not going to raise the points again, but just personally I've been involved in lots of mural programs with children over the years, and I see such extraordinary benefit, and lots of those young people as well follow kind of an arts career as well. So Jarman, who they're proposing to do this, is an inspirational artist, really high calibre, and I just love the connection of this mural to our wildlife, and I guess it's if we can, for more children to understand and connect with our local nature, the more they'll care and protect it in the future years, which is so important. And I just, I love the whole concept around it. So hopefully we can all support this amendment.
Thank you, Councillor Midgley. Further discussion? Okay, all right, I'm going to put the recommendation. It's as it was the amended recommendation that's on the screen. The Council approved the allocation of $12,196.50 in grant funding under the Community Grants Program, as outlined in Attachment 2, plus an amount of $3,000 to the Blackmans Bay Primary School for their mural project. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried unanimously. If somebody could let Councillor Cordova know that he can return, that would be appreciated. And that takes us on to the appendices on page 48, with a recommendation on page 48. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in Councillor Gladriot and a seconder in... How about Councillor Bain? There you go. You didn't even put your hand up. There's a bonus for you, Councillor Bain. Councillor Gladriot, did you have any questions? No. Councillor Cordova.
Thank you. Are we on appendices? Yes,
I think we are. We've noted that you've returned to the room at 8:22.
Thanks very much. So my first question is about the Leslie Vale Quarry, for some reason, and it is to do with, I guess, the Safety Committee's discussion about the Leslie Vale Quarry. I am interested to know if... I think there's something about in Leslie Vale, they said that they're going to count truck movements, and I'm interested to know whether that will inform if by chance the Leslie Vale Quarry comes before the council as a planning authority, will council have information about truck movements at that intersection. I'm just interested to know what's the action that the Safety Committee is taking around truck movements, and I'll find the page for us.
I can tell you the results.
Okay, so, but that, it was more of a question, not the results.
Like, have they done it? It was in the action items of the Safety Committee.
Yep.
I just can't find the page just yet.
Okay. So just to fill in that awkward lapse, as Councillor Gladewright, as Chair of the Safety Committee, can perhaps... provide some assistance. Councillor Gladewright.
Yeah, the vehicle movements have already been counted up there for a two-hour period, and in that time 33 cars were not speeding, 6 light trucks were not speeding, and 1 heavy truck was not speeding. So they're going to go back for another two-hour block the next day and let us know what the results are of that. But so far... the concerns didn't seem to be evident.
Thank you, that's great. I'll be just, interested to see what data comes out of that, and if it does help inform us, that's good, because I think that's definitely something that I've heard around the traps as well, is like just about that intersection. People seem to talk about that one. And then the other question I had on this was just about the 75 CCTV cameras that are now running across the council region, assisting with outcomes, so that's on page 119. I guess I just am interested in unpacking what they mean by assisting with outcomes. What are the outcomes that those 75 cameras are assisting with, and is there data around that?
That refers to the identification of perpetrators in some of the incidents that have been taking place in public arenas. So you may recall that when... Inspector Riley had the workshop with us some time ago. He mentioned his desire to have all the cameras fully operational and being online directly to the police station, which is something that we've pursued. So it's good to see that is actually assisting in identifying some of the people involved in the not very nice activities that have been occurring.
Thanks for that. And do you think it'll be possible for us, or for the Safety Committee or the Council via the Safety Committee or however it works, will we actually get some stats on how many crimes have either been prevented or how many perpetrators have actually been caught, or any kind of hard data around what the cameras have succeeded in achieving? I'm just trying to get some real hard metrics of success.
It's not something that I'm aware that we've asked TAS Police for. So it's probably more anecdotal, but I can certainly put it on my list to discuss with Inspector Riley next time I see him.
Thank you. That'd be great. And because what this will do for me, because my next question is actually about, like, where are the cameras manufactured? For example, are they Australian-made cameras with Australian-made software? And the reason that I ask that is because the difference between a camera with facial recognition and a camera without is just a software upgrade, and this council's actually voted against my motion to ban or prohibit facial recognition software being used. I'm not saying that it is used. I believe it's probably not being used. But I'm just interested to know, where are the 75 cameras? Like, are they, what model cameras are they? Because obviously, in the public service, for example, TikTok is now banned, for example. And yet, you know, if we've got cameras with facial recognition on them, I'd like to know where they're from.
Yeah, we will need to take that on notice, because we don't have a chief information officer with us this evening.
No worries. Final question on this, if I may, please, Mayor, thank you, is just about the action on page 119, Council Glade right to liaise further with council staff regarding TAS Network's approval for the CCTV camera on TAS Network's pole at Blackmans Bay Beach. Just seeking some detail around it.
So, yeah, so we needed to install a new CCTV camera at the Blackmans Bay Skate Park, and it was installed on a pole, and we thought we owned the pole. It turns out that TAS Networks owns the pole, and so we've been waiting on approval from them to, because obviously we can't just install something on their property without their consent, and we've been waiting on that consent.
Great.
And they're not, it's not likely to get that consent, so I think we're investigating whether we put up our own poles.
Oh, interesting. Okay. final question on this is just about the back and forth between the Safety Committee and, obviously, all the special committees, they kind of provide some recommendations and they engage with the community and they provide recommendations, and staff obviously have a good relationship in the same way that the Kingborough Community Forum does. But, for example, with this poll issue, would that ever have come... Will issues like that ever come to council for us to deliberate on, or are they all operational matters for staff to decide?
Yeah, it's pretty operational. I think it came up at the Safety Committee because of a discussion specifically in relation to the cameras while Inspector Riley was there, because obviously he was pursuing council in our progress towards making sure they're all fully operational.
That's great. And so what? And just to, so I'm very clear, it is not the case, is it, that if the Safety Committee makes a recommendation that we want a new pole with a CCTV camera on it at insert location here, the Safety Committee can't direct staff to do it?
No.
And it's up to the discretion of staff to decide, okay, that recommendation's a good one, that one's maybe not so useful.
Correct.
But none of those decisions will come before council because they're operational.
They're operational.
Thanks for clarifying. Yep. Thank you.
Councillor Midgley, I've got next.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm just really conscious of the time. I always seem to have questions around the KWS report, but noting that the staff might not be here to answer it, but I guess I wanted to ask just things around the Love Food Hate Waste program in schools and the community gardens program, but I'll reach out to staff about that one as well. But also just noting around, I guess, a new waste strategy, and yeah, that's a question that I'd really like to know when we have any movement on that as well, because noting like some of these things like the Love Food Hate Waste, the dates from that, and the community garden one was like 2019, and just sort of these kind of actions sit there, and I kind of wonder, well, what's happening and how are we evaluating and moving on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just one around the Safety Committee, page 119, there was a comment around powered bicycles, and I'm thinking. I've got to find that.
It's not e-bikes. It relates to
petrol bikes.
Yeah, petrol motors have been put on too. There was a particular issue in parts of Blackmans Bay with a certain group of young people who were creating a nuisance and holding up traffic and behaving, you know, playing sort of Russian roulette with cars and stopping in front of them and holding up traffic and so on. And it's my understanding that Kingston Police were able to act on that pretty quickly.
Okay, yep, thank you. And just to note that the you know, the great policy we have in regards to donations, and isn't it great that we can support the calibre of young people in Kingbra and the amazing talent that we have in Kingbra. So just a shout out and congratulations to them all.
Thank you. Councillor Dean.
Just one very quick one, well, hopefully it's quick. KBAC meeting mentions the Margate Master Plan progress, so I'm just wondering if someone from staff might give us a bit of an update on where the Master Plan, how far we're along into that tender process, what we expect time-wise and that moving forward.
Sorry, the Master Plan for what? I didn't hear what you
said. Sorry, the Margate
Master Plan. Look, we haven't got anybody here that can... Mr Snee's going to have a stab.
Mayor, I'm aware that a consultant's brief has been prepared and I think the tender may have gone out. So, you know, I'd expect that process to kick off in the new year by the time we've got a successful consultant on board.
Any further questions? Okay, we will move right along. So I'm going to put the motion. It was moved by Councillor Gladright, seconded by Councillor Bain. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. We are at notices of motion on page 48. However, there are none. And now we're still on page 48, confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session. Looking for a mover and a seconder that we move into closed session to consider confirmation of minutes, applications, leave of absence and tender assessment in relation to Kingbra Sports Centre toilet upgrades. I've got a mover in Councillor Antoli and a seconder in Councillor Midgley. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. That means we're at the end of our open session, so thank you very much to everyone who has been watching at home this evening and to those members who were in the public gallery earlier. In accordance with Kingbra Council meeting audio recording guidelines policy, meeting of the open session of the meeting will now cease. Sorry, recording of the open session will now cease, and so Council adjourned at 8:32 p.m. Good evening.